Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Boston has a new acting mayor this morning. City Council President Kim Cheney has taken over for Marty Walsh. The Senate confirmed Walsh as Joe Biden's labor secretary last night. He'll be sworn in later today. Kim Cheney is the 55th mayor of Boston, but is the first woman and first black person to lead the city. Cheney grew up and lives in Roxbury. We spoke with her yesterday when she told us she still has trouble believing this day has come.
I also think about my own granddaughter, who is 6 years old, that she's growing up in a time where the mayor will look like her and that will be normal for her. And her two older brothers were born at a time when there wasn't even a black woman on the Boston City Council. And now here she is. She sees me as mayor. And this is not just important for black children. This is important for all children to see what leadership looks like. And it's just incredible to think how far our city has come.
You know, there's no question, Mayor, that the city of Boston has made strides in dealing with the racial inequities that have long plagued the city. But there's also no question that across the board in many areas, education, economically, healthcare, overall fairness, and fear, that racial inequities continue to trouble Boston. So what's your top priority in that regard that you hope to address?
Yes, it's very, very important that as we recover, reopen, and renew, and that is the framework that I am using for the work that is ahead, that we do so with intentionality around closing the many gaps that we see. We know about the wealth gap between white households and black households in Boston being nearly $250,000. We see with COVID the disproportionate impact when it comes to the Latinx population and the black population in Boston. We look at the opportunity and achievement gaps in our schools. You know, there is a life expectancy gap of 30 years from Grove Hall to Symphony Hall. There is a lot of work to do, and this work is structural. We have to deal with structural racism. We have to look at the policies that got us here and create new policies to help get us out.
Give me a number one policy priority for dealing with the racial issue.
Well, we certainly have to deal with city contracting. We have to, again, close opportunity and achievement gaps in our school. We know there's work to do on our police force. But I would start with COVID and how we deliver the vaccine and making sure that we're meeting people where they are, that we're building relationships, that we are using those trusted relationships that exist already to help distribute the vaccine, because that is incredibly important to not just our recovery, but how we reopen.
In the pandemic, Marty Walsh moved the city into reopening phase four this week, but with lower capacity limits than Governor Baker suggested. Where are you on this?
Yes, I support the lower capacity limits. I think it is important to proceed with caution. I know the weather is warm and people are anxious to get on with their lives, but really important that we don't have setbacks as we reopen. And so we have to be mindful that there are variants out there that we're still learning about and how they will impact our recovery. And so it's important that we take the time needed and also give our businesses and workers the support that they need to get through the pandemic.
We know that a diverse group of candidates has already jumped into the mayoral race for this fall, including three other Boston city councilors, your colleagues, Andrea Campbell, Anissa Saibi George, and Michelle Wu. You haven't really answered this question yet. Do you plan to enter the race? Do you want to be the mayor of Boston beyond the months between now and the end of the year?
It's something that I am certainly thinking about. I have been laser-like focused on the transition, working with the Walsh administration. We are facing unprecedented challenges in our city, certainly challenges that won't be resolved in just 8 months. And so I will certainly think about that. But for now, I just want to do the work that is before me.
Kim Janey, the new mayor of the city of Boston, thank you very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition, and very good luck.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you.